Lili Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish Ben Reli Malach Shabbos Perik Chof Mishnah Aleph. Rebel Yezer Omer Tolanes Mishmeres Beyant. If one is allowed to hang or strap a strainer on top of a kli on Yontif. It's almost like a filter that you can strap around the top of a kli. So think of a circular filter with a strain on it that you would, almost like a lid that you'd put on top of a kli. And Rabbi Eliezer holds you're allowed to do it on Yontif. Now, the issue with this is that the Rav explains, it's like you're creating an ohel. It is temporary, but you're creating an ohel on Yontif, and Rabbi Eliezer held that machshirei ochel nefesh, because that could have been done before Yontif, which is you could have put this part, this strainer on top before Yontif, letzorich ochel nefesh, it could be done on Yontif. Similar to the way Rabbi Eliezer said by Rabbi Eliezer de Mila in the previous parak about machshirei mila is doicha Shabbos. So to hear machshirei ochel nefesh, the vessels themselves, creating the vessel to do malacha with, even though you could have done it before Yontif, still you're allowed to do it. Now, it's not a malacha d'oraisa anyway, even on Yontif, it's an ohel that's not permanent, and it's also for a kli, to shailuf, that's really an ohel mid'oraisa. And furthermore, the Mishnah continues, v'noisten l'tluya b'Shabbos, and Eliezer says that you're allowed on Shabbos if you already have this strainer that's on top of the kli. Before Shabbos, you're allowed to use this strainer to filter things, like to filter wine and its sediment. And it's not a problem of Breira, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why it's not, the Mefarshim go into. But you're allowed to strain it on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to put the vessel on Shabbos. That Rabbi Eliezer held, you're not allowed to do. The Chachamim ain't told us Mishmeres B'Yontif. The Chum say, you're not allowed to hang on this Mishmeres on Yontif, the strainer on Yontif. Now, what's interesting is they don't say because Machshirei Ochel Nefesh that you could have done it before Yontif is also to do on Yontif, but it could be that that's what they mean because they say that when you do that, it's like you're creating an Ohel Arai and it's like a Maisa Dechol. It's not Shabbos Dik what you're doing. It could be that that's really the issue that Rabbi Eliezer is getting around anyway. But that's the reason you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. You're not allowed to create it there. Of course, you're not allowed to put it there on Shabbos too. Ve'ein Noisin L'Tuluya B'Shabbos. And on Shabbos, they disagree, the Chacham, and they say you're not allowed to pour the wine with the sediment through the strainer on top on Shabbos. Now, here, the Rav says that it's a tolda of boirer or merakade, and the Mefarshim explain that it's an iser d'oraisa. So you actually have a case that Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's mutter l'chadchila, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos because it's not the derech of boirer. And the Chacham say not only you're not allowed to do it, but it's mamish an iser d'oraisa. And we do have sometimes machlokes from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. Avol noisin l'tluya b'yontif. But the Chum do agree that you're allowed to use this strainer on Yontif. And the Mefarshim explained that halacha is like the Chachamim.